We're joined now by Knoxville head softball coach Chris Peden, who, well, it's been kind of an eventful week for the Peden family. Chris, first of all, congratulations to you and Lauren, a new addition to the family, and that's why you've been kind of away from the team. Is you know, you brought you and Lauren brought in a new baby, and I trust things are going well for everybody.
Yeah, I mean, about she's officially 1 week and 3 hours old or so. So yeah, it's been just probably the best week of my life. She is everything we've prayed for and asked for, and yeah, we couldn't be more blessed with Amelia. So yeah, thank you for that.
Well, obviously, trying to do that and, you know, trying to be as involved as you can as a head softball coach. And I know Whitney and Dougie, did a nice job in your absence. What was that kind of like, being, somewhat detached from the team, but still being able to follow them, whether it was people getting you text or whatever, or however you would follow them?
Yeah, I mean, Friday night, I'm sitting in the hospital room there, and just I've got somebody sending me kind of game lines there, and then we're lucky enough to have a live stream of Tuesday night there, so it's weird. I trust Dougie and Witt, and they did an awesome job for me, but it's like it's my group, and I want to be there with them, and especially that Centerville game, we really started putting some things together, and I was kind of jealous of Witt. She got to have those really excited moments over there and really celebrate those girls when the hits started to fall and we started to piece things together. But I'm sure we're gonna have a lot more of that opportunity here this year.
Well, let's talk about that Centerville game. The bats started to come alive a little bit. Rayleigh Danner, out of nowhere. I think that might be her first career home run. Really got the juice going, but just couldn't get it over the hump. But there was a lot of real positives, I thought, that came out in that game.
Yeah, definitely. Sorry, I got a little distracted there. But yes, our approaches started to get a little simpler, a little more where we need to be. Each girl right now we've got kind of individual things that we need to work on, small mechanic things. And then as a whole, our approach just has to become a little bit more of let the pitcher do the work for us. And you can really see Rayleigh's home run is a great example of that. I mean, she looked at me last night there and said, it wasn't even a good swing. And it's like, no, but it was. All the fundamentals were there. You got the bat through the zone and you let the pitcher provide the power for you, which is really, really awesome. So, seeing those things and getting them to feel those things is what we want, and we're just going to kind of keep going from here.
And error-free ball, there were a couple of times where we thought, they made the plays. And are you still kind of maybe experimenting with some girls in the field, or do you maybe have your nine out there that you say, okay, this is my nine, and let's do this?
Yeah, I came into this week really, really thought about just how can we get better as a collective and a group. And I mean, we talk all the time about we really want to win a conference championship, we really want to perform in the non-con, but the reason we're all here is for the postseason, when somebody's got to beat you to end your season, and trying to find the group that we want on the field for that moment and that game. So I came into the week with a couple lineups ready that I wanted to try out last night against Bondurant. Even though the score wasn't necessarily where we wanted it to be, I was really happy with the defense that I had on the field. We kind of moved Aislinn Prevo over to second base, a place where she's super comfortable, and it lets her just shine and do all the great things that I know she can do. And then we moved Rayleigh over to third base, and she's kind of got that real aggressive, I'm going to go knock down this ball wherever it was. She took two hot shots last night over there at third and made great plays off those and got those out. So really happy with where we're settling in as a group. We did lose Caden Swells last night, so that kind of hurts. You find the groove. Anybody watching tonight against Albiola knows Cadence isn't out there. She had a collision with the fence on a home run, so she's in concussion protocol for a week or so. But we're going to get there. I think we got the pieces in the right places. Now I just need all the pieces back and healthy.
Well, and I was going to bring up Cadence because, you know, she didn't make any spectacular plays, but she made the routine plays. And for her, is that one of those new faces out there? You often wonder, okay, first time out there, how's she going to do? And the other night, she at Centerville, she made all of the plays that she was supposed to make.
Yeah, and which is huge for Cadence. The more confidence she can build in herself, Cadence is a really, really good softball player. And us three coaches know that, and we want to keep letting her get to show that to herself. And it really stinks that she kind of, this injury happened right now. But I think she was putting so many good things together that she's going to be able to just pop right back in there and keep doing what she's been doing for me.
Now, as we look to next week, as we're talking on Friday, you have a game against Albia that will have already played by the time or is playing on Friday before this interview airs. Next week, you get really busy and you start to really kind of get into the meat of your conference schedule. I think Clark and a couple other teams that have been nemesis to Knoxville in the past.
Yeah, I mean, the SEC is a gauntlet. And so, I mean, the travel to Clark on Monday, it's always the longer bus ride. So can you get off that bus and can you get into the groove of it? And we got a makeup game with Eddyville there next week. Just a lot of softball next week. And then we're going to head to our Creston tournament on Saturday, and we're going to play two really good teams there. So big week for us. But again, I really hope tonight, like you said, we'll have already played this Albia game, but I really hope this is another step. Because even though last night that 8-0, I really don't think that score is reflective of the growth that we're getting. We talk this year where it's all about getting better every day. And I think we're doing that right now. And I'm excited to kind of see by the end of next week, how much have we grown?
Well, Coach, best of luck to you. We'll see you probably sometime next week. And we hope to see baby Peden and Lauren make their debut at the softball facility as well sometime in the near future.
Yep. I appreciate that.
That's Chris Peden, Knoxville softball coach. We're back after this on KNIA Careless.